Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. I am so excited to be coming to you live today from a treehouse in Alabama. For real, I am sitting out on the deck of a treehouse where we slept last night in the middle of the woods in Alabama. So I think we're somewhat close to Montgomery. I wouldn't know because it took us like 20 roads and 2 hours of back roads to get here. And it was so worth it. It is gorgeous. There is a lake right in front of me with a big, beautiful cross out here in the middle of the woods. Such a treasure, such a find. And if you have sleeping in a treehouse on your bucket list and you're ever coming through Alabama, then hey, I'm going to share a link with you. Rented it directly from the owner on Airbnb, and it's such a little treasure. So I would love to share it with you. So much better than staying in a hotel. So I am excited to bring you some Jesus from a treehouse today. This is the first time I've ever gotten to do this. How special. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Your Unleashed Potential. There was a moment in time when God was at work forming you. You are not the result of some mass production assembling line. You are the result of a creator who wanted you, and his desire for you led him to handcrafting you with great detail. And while the color of your eyes and the rhythm of your heart were of concern to him, of greater concern was your potential. Your potential is what dwells within you as the seal of your creator, the mark of a human being not meant for sheer survival, but created for a purpose with a destiny in mind. That is who you are, girl. God could have easily made robots. He could have cranked out cookie cutter human beings who never strayed and never wandered. But instead, he chose to make you and me. You, the one who sometimes forgets her value and worth, and me, the one who sometimes struggles with the same. Me, the one who stresses over minor things and complicates what should be simple, and you, who probably has the same problem. Yes, us, the ones perfectly placed to live their days in this exact time and place in history. There's no mistake in this. It's all by great design, not coincidence. And what is missing in your world today just happens to be a hole, the exact size and shape of the potential you have within you. You are the missing piece. You, the best of you, and all of you is what your world has been desperate for. But here's the problem. We've been playing little. We've been sitting it out. We've been going through the motions, and that God-inspired, God-shaped, God-given potential placed within us during our creation, that has gone untapped. Within you is something special. What is it? A few years ago, I met a man on an airplane who told me about his friend named Aaron. Aaron had written a book called Outrageous. The tagline of the book says, "Awake to the unexpected adventures of everyday faith." Sounds like my kind of book, so I bought it and I read it. God has called Aaron to radical adventures for his glory. And through these adventures, he is impacting the lives of people around the world. Sounds amazing, right? but we quickly dismiss ourselves from being able to do the same outrageous living for Christ, don't we? We settle right into assuming that that is a life for some, but it couldn't be a life for us. Outrageous living for Christ? No, that can't be me. We're just ordinary people. We have a past and a dysfunctional family, and we have these same faults we've been struggling with for like 10 years, right? But you see, my thoughts on this have been challenged. Here's Aaron, the author of Outrageous, and he's living this insane adventure, literally changing the lives of everyone he comes in contact with. All he is doing is showing up and doing his best with that special something God has given him. And guess what that special something is that he has? Soccer. For real, that's it. This man's gift is soccer. He knows how to kick a ball really well. Plain and simple, that's it. He knows how to kick a ball. As a result, Aaron travels around the world and he shares Christ with thousands of people and lives an outrageous life. Just soccer. This was his gift. And because he's fully surrendered that gift back to the giver, it has been used in tremendous ways. So what is it that you have been given? You have been given potential. Potential comes in many different forms. And the funny thing about potential is it's easy to see it in others, but self-identified potential is difficult. We're not trying to live puffed up, self-centered lives. So how do you remain humble while still recognizing within you is something outrageously awesome that this world desperately needs? If you only knew how totally ordinary I am, you likely wouldn't even tune in. I have zero professional training, none at all. Never taken a class for this. I have no special degrees or certifications hanging on the wall indicating that I'm the right person for this job. You know what I have? I have the spirit of a morning person. I wake up in a good mood. I wake up with a clear mind, and I can type really fast as God speaks to me. That pretty much sums up my list of talents. That is my potential. And this is my gift from my Creator. My whole life I've been this way, and it just seems quite ordinary to me. And it was, until it was fully surrendered to God. God, you have given me this gift. Use it. Aaron's gift is kicking a ball, and my gift is a naturally good mood every morning. And if these two gifts can be used to make an impact, then girl, what makes you think that, number one, you don't have a gift, and number two, it couldn't be used in radical ways? It's a work of the enemy to undermine what you have been given. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says that your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And he doesn't go about tearing people's heads off. No, he devours us by attacking our worth. He devours by undermining your value and covering your truth with lies. He devours us by the continual questioning if you're enough. He keeps you playing little and second-guessing yourself. How much longer are you going to allow that to continue? How many more days of your life will you keep quiet? How much of your gift will you allow him to steal? Within you is all the potential you will ever need to live an outrageous adventure. Within you is all the potential you could ever possibly use up in one lifetime. Within you is exactly what it takes to fulfill your purpose. But it's up to you whether or not you will use it. What is it within you that has been chained up by doubt and fear and questioning and comparison and delays? What potential has gone unused because of these chains? At the name of Jesus, chains fall. Remember the story in Acts chapter 12 of Peter being chained between two guards in prison, and an angel appeared to him and said, "Quick, get up," and the chains fell off his hands? Well, you've been chained up, and your true potential has been sitting unused. And now the chains must fall. In the name of Jesus, chains fall. You're being set free. Set free to step out of the doubt, the fear, the questioning, the comparison, and the delays which have held you back all these years. Set free to step into the life available to you, where God simply wants to use what He has been giving you in ways that will blow your mind. Set free. You say, "Oh, I'm just a good nurse. That's all I know to do." Watch what God could do with what you have been given as a good nurse in ways that you just can't even imagine. So maybe you're just a teacher. Come on, girl. Do you have any idea how God has handcrafted you to do exactly what you do to impact lives in the way that only you can? That's massive potential within you. Unleash it. If a guy who can just kick a ball really good can travel the world impacting lives, write books and speak to thousands, and if this girl who can just wake up happy and be disciplined enough to sit down and write every day, if I can be used to speak to people around the world in a podcast, well, if that can happen, then I'm pretty sure God has some radical plans for the potential inside of you. In the moment when God was forming you, fully focused on the creation of you, He placed that special potential inside of you. Don't die with it unused. You should write that down. Don't die with unused potential. Don't miss what you have the gift to do, and you do have a gift to do something. I promise it's in you. If you don't know what your gift is, start praying about it. And then surrender every single gift within you back to the giver and tell Him to use it. Tell Him it's available for Him. There's that word again. We just keep coming back to it, don't we? It's available. And maybe every day you need to pray about those chains and call on the name of Jesus to make those chains fall again and again and again, so your potential is unleashed. Your unleashed potential. I kind of have this vision of like a dog that's chained up, and that dog is held back from running free and exploring. And isn't that kind of us? We are chained up. We are held back. And then we have this world of potential all around us, but something is holding us back. That's what the enemy does. He chains us up. He holds us back in fear and doubt and questioning and insecurity and comparison and delays. And what would happen if you were just to be unleashed, if the chains were to be broken and you were set free to live the life only you can live? What if you no longer cared so much about what everyone else thinks? What if you were no longer caught up in the worry and overwhelm and the doubt and the questioning? And what if you just took this gift that you have? Quit dismissing yourself, girl. You were not created without a gift. I promise it's in you. You have a gift. It might just be something weird like being able to kick a ball good or being a morning person. And you've been dismissing it. But what if instead of dismissing it, you just said, "Hey, God, I recognize this gift that you've given me. And it's available to you. How do you want to use it, God?" What could he do? Unleash yourself, girl. The chains must fall in the name of Jesus. Be set free to live up to your potential. Oh, girl, yes. All right, hey, you want to pray with me? Let's do that now. God, good morning. Oh, God, I thank you for the beauty of life today. God, everything doesn't have to be perfect for us to recognize the beauty in it and what a gift it is. So, God, we just thank you for the opportunity to wake up alive today and get to live. God, I thank you that you hand-created, hand-formed each and every one of us. And when you were at work creating each one of us individually, personally, you put a special gift within us, the gift of potential. God, would you help us to see what that potential is? Would you help us to start using it and tap into it? God, we don't want to die with unused potential. We want to use it all up. We want to dare to see what you had in mind that is possible when you made us. So, Lord, if there's anyone listening that they don't know their gift, they've been dismissing the gift that you have put within them because it seems so simple and it seems so ordinary and it seems so unimportant. God, would you just stir something within them right now to help them see that that creativity is a gift, that that generosity is a gift, that their ability to stay calm in chaos, that is a gift, their ability to see love, that is a gift. Would you just help them to see their gift? And then, Lord, help us to surrender it to you and make it available to you so that you can do what only you can do. Lord, I thank you for every soul listening. I pray, God, for your provision for their families today and your protection over our families. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to live today and to live up to the potential you've placed within us. I pray we unleash it. And nothing is ever the same again. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I hope you all have been able to enjoy the background of today's episode. I'm not sure if it comes through. A lot of times we try to edit out all the background noise of sirens and dogs barking when I'm in the city. But I'm in the country today, and the birds... Man, the birds are happy to be alive, and we should be too. So thanks for joining me in this little treehouse up in the trees in Alabama. It's been such a joy sharing this with you. Everybody have a fabulous day. I'll meet you again tomorrow, and I have no clue where I'll be. We'll be on the road. We'll see where it is. Have a beautiful day of life. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.